Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by my co-host, who is Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communications, by our guest, David Buick, a senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. How are you today, David?
Good morning. Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year, David.
Better frame than I was a week ago, but that's good.
So you've had a bit of flu?
We don't talk about it. Let's talk about positive things, or very negative things, not things that are of no interest.
Right. Well, no, actually, I was thinking about you over Christmas, as one does. And I wanted to know what your opinion might be on Her Majesty, you know, with her flu and everything, Her Majesty deciding to abdicate in favour of her son.
I'd be very unhappy about that. It's not the way we do things here. She's easing back on her duties, which I think is absolutely fine. I still think she gives an incredible account of herself.
I agree.
And yeah. Requires no change at all. I think her judgment on these matters is pretty good, probably a lot better than mine, so I'd like to leave the matter there.
Right, I know. I thought Churchill, he retired at 80, so 90s, you know.
Sorry, I wish I'd had it. He had retired at 80. It was 85.
Mm. Right, okay, well, let's go on to the financial markets. What is your view of the state of play as we start 2017?
I have to say that I am relatively flabbergasted about how buoyant and how exuberant markets are on both sides of the channel. The fact that yesterday we saw the DAX gather in 1% and the CAC 0.4% based, one assumes, on very positive PMI and manufacturing numbers. And I imagine they've been pretty good for the UK this morning as well in my travels, because that seems to go in sync. The P ratios of most of the European indices look fairly rich, in my opinion, at 15 times earning. There's a little bit more of a case for it in the United States. I think a lot hangs in the fact. Sentiment's positive, so let's take it. And also, as regards anywhere else in the world, with the exception of the United States, the alternative asset classes to invest are not really there. The possibility of interest rates going up, somebody was making a very strong case for me this morning that he thought interest rates could go up a couple of times in the United Kingdom by the end of this year. Even if inflation does hit 2.7%, which the Bank of England tells us, I suspect that the damage that the rest of the world might be trying to do to the UK economy, even though they may not succeed, would be probably sufficient for there to be no change in interest rates for the foreseeable future. And I'm not certain that inflation will be as high as 2.7% as well.
Of course, with US interest rates, David, expected to rise this year on some occasions, Trump's going to wheel out this fiscal stimulus package. What's your view? Do you think the markets will take the view that Trump's a good businessman, he knows what he's doing, so if the interest rates go up, that's okay, it's all part of his master plan?
I'm hoping that we're going to see an administration that is actually quite pragmatic and quite sensible and doesn't let him go off the bridle, as they say, or run too green. And if he sticks to the facts of what he's told the world at large, and he sticks to the agenda, which is basically I'm going to cut corporation tax down from 35% to 15% in two tranches or several tranches going through over a period of 2 to 3 years, great. And if he's also going to spend $1 trillion on infrastructure, great. That is good for the US stock markets. There's no question of any doubt about it. US stock markets are in pretty good shape. There's no reason why they can't take on a little bit more. What we've got against all that is the imponderables, is that Trump seems to be his own man. How intransigent and silly is he going to be with China? How difficult is he going to be with the rest of the world as regards Putin? The one thing that I'm going to speak up for Trump here is, whereas President Obama leaves after 8 years of doing a reasonable job trying to put the US electorate together again, as a cohesive unit, his overseas policies, or his foreign policies, have been dire.
Dreadful.
And the fact that he's not been prepared to pay any attention to Putin at all and give him the respect that he deserves. He might be the greatest despot in the world. Mm. That's not the point. We need to talk to him. And
Putin's got all the kudos for resolving, in inverted commas, the Syria
issue. He's pulled every single rabbit out of the hat for the last 8 years, leaving the United States red-faced, and with absolutely nothing to show, and to keep sending the oily rag in the form of Kerry, and before that, Clinton, when the engine driver is available for comment, if he could get himself off the golf course. And I find this very frustrating, and I think it has been very damaging for the Western world.
I agree.
Not to say that US foreign policy has been great since the Second World War. I don't think they've got anything vaguely right.
No.
But just getting back to the stronger stock market and the data that we've had, do you think that will be enough to stem the rise of populism? Because, you know, if we have a German economy going great guns and the Eurozone better than expected, no default, you know, banking disasters, could that mean that the establishment remains in place by the end of the year?
No, we're just papering over the cracks at the moment, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the kind of atrocity that's taken place in Istanbul last week, it's not the first time we've seen it. They've got Merkel's comments 2 days ago that she is not prepared to change her outlook on immigration at all. Tells me everything that I've felt fearful about for 3 or 4 years now is that the European Union is not for reform. These problems are serious problems. And as we all know, everybody tells me Le Pen has absolutely no chance of winning the next presidential election. And I say, oh, really?
Yet she's moved her headquarters to within a stone's throw of Hollande's headquarters.
Well, I know, but you know, the fact remains is that what was interesting is that none of the French banks would give her a penny towards her campaign. So she had to go to the old man and borrow 6 million euros off him in order to get the campaign going. I believe she's in with a great shout, because I think if people realise that if you look at North Africa, if you look at Tunisia, Morocco and Algeria, if any proportion of those people who are entitled to use their influence to have a French passport, France will be, or no, won't be, could be 40% Muslim by 2030.
And I think there's
that's quite a prospect.
I think the disaffected electorate are now seeing a fantastic opportunity, because they've seen the Brexit vote, they've seen what's happened with Trump. There's a real opportunity to change things completely.
Oh, you can start off with...
And I think Le Pen's got a very good chance of getting in.
Holland in March.
Yeah.
So the Eurozone...
Italy, Germany, Greece.
The European Union in its current form just won't be around in 2-3 years' time.
Won't be around in 5 years, not in my opinion.
So it will be this ivory tower in Brussels that will be serving no one at all, apart from itself.
This is where it is. I mean, if they could see the wood from the trees, and they could see that some reform is necessary, and the kind of rhetoric and the kind of publicity that Jean-Claude Juncker is receiving at the moment as well, some of his tax issues as well, just makes the thing unpalatable as far as I'm concerned.
David Buick, Senior Market Commentator, Pamela Gordon, thanks for coming in today.
I'll have some good news next time.
Thank you.
Cheers, David.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.